The scripture today is from Luke 1, 46 to 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me in his holy name. His mercy for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm and scattered the proud for thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has lifted the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise that he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, to his descendants forever."
I often think about the weight of this announcement that Mary received, that she was to have child. And with so much joy, I also imagine how heavy and frightening that word must have been. A child herself, she was asked to grow up, to face this new life as a parent. This scary journey that I now know too well. What a burden for a child to bear. And yet, Mary responds with joy, with rejoicing in song. And today, we get to journey with Mary in that joy. What an honor and a real joy for us that our musical community has been working so very hard under the direction of our Director of Music Ministries, Brian Madigan. And so, for once, you don't have to listen to me preach, or Rod preach, or really any of our pastoral ministries. You get to hear a word from Brian and a song like Mary sung, a song that sometimes speaks to us in our time of fear, in a time of frustration, in a time of darkness. And in this Advent moment, as we are aware of the fear and darkness in our world, we join with Mary and we rejoice. We rejoice in song.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. That was Elizabeth's beautiful response to Mary when she visited, and Elizabeth's baby just leaped in her womb just by hearing Mary's voice. It's a beautiful passage in the Bible. What's equally as beautiful is Mary's reply, otherwise known as the Song of Mary, which we just heard. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices to God, my Savior. Otherwise known as the Magnificat, which is Latin for the soul magnifies. This was Mary's direct response to Elizabeth's beautiful proclamation of faith. Mary's hymn not only proclaims her faith and trust in God, but reaffirms and praises the faithfulness of God and God's promise to those who are humble before the Lord. It may sound a little familiar to you. If we go back to the Old Testament, to the Song of Hannah, 1 Samuel chapter 2, we get the following. My heart rejoices in the Lord, and in the Lord my horn is lifted high. As you see, Hannah was also barren and was going to be blessed by the Lord to have a child. Now they all tie together, because what happens now is that her child that she was blessed with turned out to be Samuel, who begat Saul, who begat David, all the way down to Mary and Joseph and Jesus. And of course, Elizabeth was related to them also, and she begat arguably the second most important man to ever walk the earth, John the Baptist, who would baptize a nation and of course lead the way for the Lord. Advent means the coming of someone of great importance. In this case, there was two great people that came. We have both John, who would lead the way for the coming of the Lord, and Jesus, our Lord and Savior. This morning's short cantata will illustrate a few scenes from that first chapter in Luke. The birth of John and Jesus foretold, Mary and Elizabeth, the dialogue between them two, the birth of John, and of course, the coming of the Lord. Enjoy. It is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, from the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord and make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God.
Zachariah and Elizabeth were to have a son. The prophet child would lead the way for our Savior, Savior, descendants of the line of Aaron, both were right with God. Elizabeth was barren, and God saw favor.
He
name is Jesus.
Don't lead the way.
In those days, Mary went to see Elizabeth, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Upon hearing Mary's voice, Elizabeth's child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
John will lead the way, the prophet of the highest realm and the humming day. This humble servant of the Lord will be great. Prophet of the nation, prophet of the nation, crying out in the wilderness, he is born.
For unto us a child will be born, unto us a son will be given. Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace.
Behold the coming of the Lord.
His name, praise His name. The Lord, and we shall praise His name. Amen.
Thank you. We got one more song, Rejoice, O Come, Emmanuel. Please join us.
Rejoice.
Rejoice,
rejoice, Emmanuel shall come.